Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the New York Mets and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Mukie Wilson. Batting second. The third baseman, Hubie Brooks. Batting third. The left fielder, George Foster. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dave Kingman. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ellis Valentine. Batting sixth. The catcher, John Stearns. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Wally Backman. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ron Gardenhire. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Pat Zachary. Pitching for the New York Mets, Pat Zachary. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bump Wills. Batting second. The shortstop, Larry Bowa. Batting third. The first baseman, Bill Buckner. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Leon Durham. Batting fifth. The catcher, Keith Moreland. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Steve Henderson. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ryne Sandberg. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Ty Waller. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Doug Bird. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Doug Bird. And now, play ball. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson takes first base on ball four. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks strikes out. One out. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowa scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Wilson moves to second. Two outs. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowa scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bump Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Backman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Bowa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowa hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner takes first base on ball four. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardenhire scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowa scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sandberg fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Henderson throws the ball into Wills, who tags Backman, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Backman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Zachary fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Gardenhire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardenhire hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pat Zachary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gardenhire. The throw from Moreland and he is out, Wills applying the tag. One out. Pat Zachary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zachary strikes out. Two outs. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bauer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ty Waller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waller hits a pop-up towards third. Brooks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doug Bird is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bird hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Zachary fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bump Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills is 0 for 1 in the game. Wills hits a pop-up towards short. Gardenhire settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0 for 1 in the game. Brooks takes first base on ball 4. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0 for 1 in the game. Foster hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wills fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Wills. Brooks moves to second. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0 for 1 in the game. Kingman hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 3-0, Mets. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0 for 1 in the game. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bird fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 0 for 1 in the game. Stearns hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Waller. Stearns reaches second base with a double. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Backman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bird fields it and throws to first for the out. Stearns moves to third. Two outs. Ron Gardenhire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardenhire is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gardenhire hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bauer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Larry Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0 for 1 in the game. Bauer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Backman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardenhire scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 0 for 1 in the game. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kingman scoops it up and throws to first, with Zachary covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Pat Zachary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zachary is 0 for 1 in the game. Zachary strikes out. 1 out. Mukey Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Wilson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wilson. The throw from Moreland and he is safe. Wilson steals second. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Brooks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sandberg fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0 for 2 in the game. Foster hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Will settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 0 for 1 in the game. Moreland hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardenhire scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Henderson hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Stern settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 0 for 1 in the game. Sandberg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardenhire scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Kingman hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Moreland settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0 for 2 in the game. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bauer misplays the ball. That's an error on Bauer. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Stearns hits a fly ball into center field. Waller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Backman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Will scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ty Waller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waller is 0 for 1 in the game. Waller hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Dan Briggs pinch hits for Doug Bird. Dan Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs hits a pop-up towards first. Kingman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bump Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills is 0 for 2 in the game. Wills hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardenhire scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Dick Tidrow now pitching. Ron Gardenhire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardenhire is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gardenhire bunts towards the mound. Tidrow fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pat Zachary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zachary is 0 for 2 in the game. Zachary bunts towards first. Buckner fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Buckner. Gardenhire moves to third. Mukey Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wilson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gardenhire scores. Zachary moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-0, Mets. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Brooks bunts towards first. Buckner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brooks for the out. Zachary moves to third. One out. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wilson. The throw from Moreland and he is safe. Wilson steals second. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0 for 3 in the game. Foster is walked intentionally. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Kingman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Zachary scores. Wilson scores. Foster moves to second. It's 6-0, Mets. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0 for 3 in the game. Valentine hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Foster moves to third. Kingman moves to second. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Stearns hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Foster tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 7-0, Mets. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Backman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Waller. Backman reaches second base with a double. Kingman scores. Valentine goes all the way around to score. Two runs are unearned. It's 9-0, Mets. Herman Segelke now pitching. Ron Gardenhire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardenhire is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Gardenhire hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Will scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 9, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Larry Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0 for 2 in the game. Bauer hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kingman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Buckner for the out. Two outs. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 0 for 2 in the game. Durham hits a pop-up towards first. Kingman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 9, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Junior Kennedy now playing shortstop. Pat Zachary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zachary is 0 for 3 in the game. Zachary strikes out. One out. Mukey Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops it up and throws to first, with Segelke covering, for the out. Two outs. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Brooks hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Foster takes first base on ball 4. Brooks moves to second. Joel Youngblood pinch runs for George Foster. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 5 RBIs. Kingman takes first base on ball 4. Brooks moves to third. Youngblood moves to second. Mike Jorgensen pinch runs for Dave Kingman. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Valentine hits a fly ball into center field. Waller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 9, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Joel Youngblood now playing left field. Mike Jorgensen now playing first base. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 0 for 2 in the game. Moreland takes first base on ball 4. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 2 in the game. Henderson hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ryan Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 0 for 2 in the game. Sandberg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardenhire fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ty Waller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waller is 0 for 2 in the game. Waller takes first base on ball 4. Sandberg moves to second. Bob Molinaro pinch hits for Herman Segelke. Bob Molinaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molinaro hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Sandberg scores. Waller moves to third. It's 9-1, Mets. Bump Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills is 0 for 3 in the game. Wills hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Backman misplays the ball. That's an error on Backman. Waller scores. Molinaro moves to third. Wills moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 9-2, Mets. Junior Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Molinaro scores. Wills moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 9-3, Mets. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Buckner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wills scores. Kennedy moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 9-4, Mets. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 0 for 3 in the game. Durham hits a fly ball into left field. Youngblood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 9, and the Cubs 4. The Mets will come to bat. Jody Davis now catching. Alan Ripley now pitching. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Stearns hits a pop-up towards short. Kennedy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Backman hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Gardenhire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardenhire is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Gardenhire is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 9, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Tom Verizer now playing second base. Jerry Morales pinch hits for Alan Ripley. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 9-5, Mets. Neil Allen now pitching. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-3 in the game. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardenhire scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 0-for-3 in the game. Sandberg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardenhire scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ty Waller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waller is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Waller hits a pop-up towards third. Brooks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 9, and Chicago Cubs, 5. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.